the moon is starting to slide in front of the sun in Oregon, and people around the country are waiting for their chance to see the eclipse in the American eclipse of 2017. Maybe you're even stuck in traffic trying to get to a spot where you can see it, because there's a lot in America that's going to slow down today, including productivity. Now, while tourism in some places might be boosted, there's a study out by the firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas, and they found that U.S. employers could lose around $700 million in output today during the eclipse. For more on that, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is called Better Off. Hi there, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, I'm just going to come out here and say it. $700 million, that's a lot, but this is a celestial event. The U.S. economy can afford to have a $700 million pause, can't it?
I would think so. Just to tell you the truth is that this segment might not be as good as it could have been because I was busy building a viewer out of my Nespresso box. So I didn't have glasses. But
So being productive is what you're saying.
Exactly. Or productive in a different way. So here's how they came up with this number. At Challenger Gray and Christmas, they went into the Bureau of Labor Statistics' most recent American time use survey, okay? And then they basically said, how many people are working, you know, again, full-time, also part-time? How much is the average wage in this country? It's just under $24 an hour. They do the math, and $700 million or so is what they come up with as lost productivity.
Interesting. I imagine that a lot of people may have lost productivity trying to reload the websites where they can watch these the eclipse feeds from telescopes, because they're not loading. There's a lot of people online right now. But tell me, how does this differ from other major events, weather events? You know, we've had blizzards that bring half the country to a standstill.
Absolutely. And that's obviously a much more significant event because transportation stops. But I will say there are other sort of fun events you might use as a means of comparison. For example, March Madness. It has been estimated that productivity lost $615 million for each hour viewed of the NCAA college tournament, just under $2 billion for the whole tournament. How about the Super Bowl? The Monday after the Super Bowl, $290 million in lost output for every 10 minutes watching highlights of the game and the commercials. Don't forget the commercials. I have two other stats that blew my mind, okay? Fantasy football is estimated to cost $990 million per each hour spent on fantasy football. And ladies and gentlemen, the folks at CNBC did a nice estimate of Amazon Prime Day, where they came up with about a $10 billion of lost productivity of people looking for deals on Amazon Prime Day.
That is amazing. Given those numbers, you'd think that the breathtaking event of watching the moon blot out the sun might be worth a little bit more than $700 million. But Jill, just quickly, in the last 30 seconds that we have, what about the local boost to the economy in places where tourism is, you know, huge today?
Yes, and that is absolutely true. It probably overall will not make up for that loss of productivity. But I agree with you. I mean, considering that economists on average find that we spend about 34 minutes a day doing nothing anyway on any regular day, take an extra 20 minutes, do your coffee, go watch this event with the proper glasses or your homemade ones, and enjoy yourself. And just, you know, we have fun with numbers sometimes, but yeah, this is a very cool event.
Go test your pinhole box. See if it works, Jill.
Take care.